This is the second year of a two-year process working with Disney Company. Last year we were in Anaheim with Disneyland, took some special tours and worked with some of their people to better understand what the company does with respect to their parks and plantings and other things that impact our members and the products that they bring to marketplace. And then now with Disney World in Orlando, we're looking at even expanding that more and working with them potentially at their Flower and Garden show and really some good behind-the-scenes tours for our members to see what they do. So that's going to be exciting. We've got a great turnout this year, over 900 people. We just got a full house, and we have people coming from all over the world. So it really is a center for the vegetable and flower seed industry, from the global center for that part of our industry. And we've got some interesting things going on in plant breeding techniques and genome editing.
He says a discussion concerning trade with Cuba and more will also take place.
We've got a special session this year on Sunday working with the University of Florida on Cuba and potential Cuba trade and how will it impact the vegetable and flower seed industry. And then on Monday in our general session, we're looking at the various practices and activities that the industry within the Southeast are looking at to deal with consumer demand and taste and flavor. Dr. Harry Klee is going to be joining us. We're also going to have a presentation from Dr. Harold Browning on greening disease and what they're looking at in breeding techniques and identifying specific characteristics that may be able to combat greening and its continued spread in the citrus industry. So really a full program this year.
And Levine says they will have a sold-out trade show area.
We do have what we call a trade show or a meeting show floor. We've got full tables, are all sold out. We've got some equipment that'll be there. So it really is a point for the global vegetable and flower seed business to come in. 25% of our participants this year will be from the global marketplace. So they see the importance of the research and development that's done in the United States and realize that this is a place that they need to be to make sure that they're interacting with the vegetable and flower seed industries.